Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You wanna get out?
You wanna get out?
What you gonna do?
I'll eat one of them good-ass burgers.
That's
what I'm gonna do.
But you can't taint the jury here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Mike Mayo is the food critic for the Sun Sentinel. You can follow Mike Mayo on Instagram as well, Mike Mayo Eats. And you can follow me on Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. And you can see some of the lunchtime hijinks that we had today at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach with the Hockman Burger. So to set the scene, it was me and Channing and Solana and Dan Day and Mike Mayo, and the only person I really cared about there was Mike Mayo.
What'd you say?
I wanted him to enjoy the Hockman Burger. So let's bring him on here. Don't say anything. No official review yet, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Hawk. How are you?
Very good. It's nice to.
First of all, I know you got kind of the younger demographic. I don't know if anybody remembers, but I once upon a time was a sports columnist, the sports guy. So I bring a little of that. That sports perspective to the playing field of restaurants.
Well, I would say this.
And you're in the game now, buddy.
For people that know the name Mike Mayo, like, you've read him for years on different beats. But, yeah, sports for a while. And the way that you approached food, because we had this in-depth conversation this afternoon, and Crowder, when we got back to the radio station, he's like, you were just... I mean,
I'm thinking Mike knew.
On his every word, the way that Channing learned from Zach Thomas,
yes.
Junior Seau, Jason Taylor, where he would hang on every word, is the way that I was listening to you this afternoon, Mike, because you have my dream job, really.
I think I have everybody's dream job. I get paid to eat, and then I render my decisions. But I got to tell you, what a true honor and privilege it was for to have somebody like you of such limited culinary background to ask me to critique your and this is something a language thing. Is it an eponymous burger or is it a namesake burger? What is this?
I believe it's eponymous, but I have stayed away from saying that since they debuted it on September 1st because I never say it correctly, and I also have that uncertainty as to whether it's a namesake burger or an eponymous burger. But I believe it's eponymous.
I believe you're right, and I think let me. Okay, I know you're in suspense here.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I want to go around the room. Mike Mayo's a real food critic. Let me go quickly around the room to get my friends' opinions. Channing Crowder, you had the Hockman Burger today. For those of you that haven't tried it or seen it on social media, half-pound burger. Tucker Dukes makes great food.
Yeah.
Half-pound burger, Fritos on it, and then chili, and then shredded cheddar, raw onions, and sour cream. And Channing, you enjoyed one today, and your review is?
I loved it, loved every bit of it. The only criticism, I want more Fritos. I like a little more crunch, but if they throw some more Fritos around the edge, I would have been fine. But the burger is delicious.
All right, and Solana, you drove all the way up to Deerfield Beach to have lunch with us and try the Hockman Burger. Your review is?
I drove an hour and 15 minutes from Kendall up to Deerfield Beach to try the Hockman Burger. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Wow.
I love the burger. I'm not just saying that.
I know. He even said to me off the air, like at Tucker Duke's, he's like, I have to tell you, I could eat another one of these right now. Like, that's how good it was. So, and now Dan Day, there's such a glare in here. You can't even, is he in there? Yeah. Dan Day, who runs our affiliate division across the glass.
I like it.
Dan, you drove a long ways to get to Tucker Duke's with us this afternoon. What is your review?
Well, it's not one of my mayonnaise sandwiches, but...
Dude grew up eating mayonnaise sandwiches, Mike. He grew up in New Orleans. His grandma would fix him mayonnaise sandwiches, mayonnaise and bread.
I can't be opposed to a mayo sandwich, can I?
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. So your review, Dan.
As I predicted on your Instagram page, at Radio Mark Hockman, the Hockman burger made love to my mouth.
Wow! Oh. That is tremendous!
You're going to get mono.
whatever. The Hockman burger made love to his mouth. You're damn right it did. And anybody listening can have that kind of treat.
I don't want love in my mouth.
Tucker Dukes in Deerfield or Boca. But Mike Mayo's opinion is the only one that matters. This is a risky radio move because I told him when I texted him, hey, join us for lunch. You're going to give a review, but I have no say. You're not an endorser, and the guy takes his job seriously. And so I'm not going to lie, a little nervous, but Mike Mayo, food critic from the Sun Sentinel, you say, what about the Hockman burger?
Okay, well, I'm going to set the stage with a couple of things. First of all, for people who don't know, Tucker Dukes, the chef and the guy who kind of creates the burger's name, a guy named Brian Cerdanudo, very talented chef. And for those who don't know, Tucker Dukes, one year, they won a big award at the South Beach Wine and Food Festival's annual Burger Bash, where there's like scores of high, you know, class quality competition from around the country. So they know what they're doing there. Now, with this Hockman burger, oh, and let me do a shameless plug. For people who like talking about food and whether
doesn't?
It's the lowest of the low or the highest of the high, we have a Facebook group. It's called Let's Eat South Florida. And it's a Facebook group that's run by me and the Sun Sentinel. And if you want to talk about Hockman burgers or anything else, fast food, slow food, you could go on that, and I'm going to be posting something just for you on that group pretty soon.
That's so funny because my wife, when I told my wife, oh, Mike Mayo joined us for lunch, the first thing she said to me, is he going to put it on the Facebook group? Because she's on that, and she loves that Facebook group.
Well, that's good to know. And, yeah, I already put a plug about the appearance and me talking with you guys right now. All right, so let's get to it. So basically what he did with this, it's I don't know if people here are familiar with something called Frito Pie. It's big in the Southwest, particularly like New Mexico, Arizona, and it's basically where you get the chili and you mix it with the onions and sour cream and Fritos, corn chips, to give it some crunch. So what basically he did is he put a Frito pie on a burger, and what I love about Tucker Dukes, they have these wonderful onion buns, and so this whole nice high-quality beef patty that's then topped with your Frito pie. Now, I have a couple of rules about burgers. Usually I'm pretty much of a purist. I don't like cluttering up my burgers with the kitchen sink. And usually I don't like burgers that have more than two or three ingredients, maybe some cheese, a couple of ingredients, and a condiment. You know, this thing has five ingredients.
Right. That doesn't bode well for me.
But there's exceptions to every rule. And another thing I don't like to particularly is when you do, like, meat on meat, and this has, you know, big hunks of beef chili. But I got to tell you, there's also exceptions to that rule. The Hockman burger works. It is
Woo!
A delicious burger.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you later. No, go ahead.
No, I got some sound bites for you here. Right now, I'm gonna proclaim it better than the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Whoa!
You know why?
Whoa! Hold on! Hold on! Hold on!
You didn't let me get to the punchline.
He's taking
it's
a victory.
Better
He's
because
taking a
you
victory
can actually
left.
Get this burger. They're not sold out of it. You know, the Popeye's chicken sandwich is good.
I just did a victory
a
lap around the studio.
Oh, man. So the Hockman burger has the edge over the Popeye's chicken sandwich,
wow,
in that you can actually buy it,
wow,
and eat it and enjoy it. And I'm also going to be prepared to say that the Hockman burger is definitely having a better month than the Dolphins and UM combined.
Wow! So. Wait. Hold on. They're terrible.
Well, this is good. They're actually good. That's not an underhanded compliment. I would go back and I would eat this again. I had some minor quibbles with the execution. One, because the person who ordered my burger got my temperature wrong, but
I did
perfectly.
That was my fault. Yeah. Mike told me to order a medium rare Hochman burger. I ordered it medium, and so
they cooked it to perfect medium.
The
but,
first thing
you know,
he said though, he said they didn't make me the medium rare burger. Like they didn't know how to cook it, and I said, "Ooh, I think that's on me." So that's my fault.
That was on you. And you know, just some minor quibbles. I mean, it's a sloppy burger, and it spills out, which is actually in this case a good thing because. With what you want from the Fritos is the crunch. And when everything gets on that bun and smushes together and it stays there a while, it could get soggy. So it's better to actually have the Fritos fall out on the side and then kind of restock and reload the Fritos as you go along with each bite because you want the crunch. And those Fritos did get a little soggy. And my particular burger was a little light on the chili. The chili sauce was, you know, the chili itself had great flavor. I wanted more of it on there. And I just thought it could have been a little spicier, not necessarily the chili itself, but I would have added, and I'm told that it's allowed as an option there, you could just put on some jalapenos because I think it needed a little bit more of a punch, a little bit more of a bite, a little bit of spice, and then you have, you know, seriously, I give that burger, you know, 8.5 out of 10.
It's wow, good. Okay, I'll take that. I mean, this is a guy, yeah. We talked with him at lunch. He takes eating and food critiquing seriously. And you would not come on the show and just blow smoke, right? I mean, you have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, I mean, I try to give my honest opinion, and I wouldn't blow smoke just because, you know, we go way back and we're friends and they're a sponsor. I know all these things, but it's actually a good burger, and I would enjoy. They had, you know, look, it's a good burger for you because you basically have the palate of a 9-year-old.
I do.
You know, having a Frito pie on a burger is your idea of a great burger,
that
and I
true.
Think they execute it well. You know, for me, I'm more of a guy. I like the Gruyere and kind of the caramelized onions and a little sautéed mushrooms on my burgers, and they have that there too. Tucker Dukes does a really nice job. They have some really good specialty burgers, so. You know, and I'm not just saying that they don't pay me nothing, and I don't pay. You know, it's a solid burger joint.
There you go. I mean, I feel pretty good about that. Mike Mayo is the food critic, restaurant critic for the Sun Sentinel. What's the Facebook group again?
So on Facebook, it's Let's Eat, comma South Florida. But if you just type it in on search, you don't need the comma. Let's Eat South Florida. Although that could be the page for termites and. the iguanas, but let's eat South Florida for foodies. Find it on Facebook and join up, and we'd love to have everybody talk food.
I had a group of friends.
Let's face it,
we call
better than talking
that.
Football at this
let's
point.
Eat.
Let's eat South Florida, but we were all single.
I got you. Yeah. He always brings it into the gutter, Mike. He always brings it into the gutter. Mike Mayo. So, and again, he's on Instagram as well. Mike Mayo Eats. And you can see some video of our lunch today on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hochman. And so I should feel good about that, yes?
You should feel good. You got yourself a winner. And yeah, I mean, enjoy this month. Bask in the glory of a burger because, you know, it'll be October soon enough. And I guess it's going to be gone, right?
Yeah,
limited time only.
Yep, limited time only. It'll be gone. But
I
said
until next week, we're going to have some more adventures.
You
right?
said definitively that it's better than the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Exactly, because you could actually buy it and eat it.
and Mike, before you came on, I was talking about your. I think you called it a food diary. How many restaurants have you been to this year?
I got to keep track. It's somewhere over 200. And that's unique visits. I'm not talking about just going to my normal Chinese pizza place that I hit a bunch of times. Different restaurants that I've been to this year throughout South Florida and actually all over the country. But, yeah, it's like 220 and counting or something.
What did you like covering more, the Dolphins or restaurants?
I think you know the answer.
Did you have a leaning towards like food when you were covering the Dolphins and you would go on a road trip or whatnot? Were you always interested in the different restaurants that were, you know, only in that geographical location?
Absolutely. That's how I first got into the whole food and wine scene is that when I traveled as a sports writer, I really enjoyed checking out whatever was indigenous to wherever I was going. So, you know, if I was going to New Orleans, I'd go have a nice dinner at Commander's Palace. If I'm going to Indianapolis, I'm going to have a steak at St. Elmo's. If I'm going to Cincinnati, I'm going to Skyline Chili. You know, I really got into having whatever the food of this particular city region was. And, you know, so you could tell I'm a little bit passionate about food. So I really do have my dream job now. I'm a lucky man.
Got to ask you, Mike, I got a private jet waiting. You have one final meal.
Ooh,
where are we flying?
Great question.
That's a great question. You know, it's also like, do I go with something that I've never been to before for the sake of adventure? And, you know, that would be Fufudi's Noma that's up in Scandinavia. The chef, big among foodie, René Restrepi, he's in Sweden. And, you know, Sweden. Copenhagen. He's in Denmark. Copenhagen, Denmark is where Noman is. Do I go there? Do I go to Massimo Bottura's place, which is the famous place in the middle of Italy in Modena? Or do I go with the tried and true, which is French Laundry, Thomas Keller's in Napa? It's one of those three. Or maybe I just go to Tokyo and get some really high-quality sushi. So I don't know. Mm. It's too hard. Can it be a round the world flight?
No, it's one meal, bro.
I ain't got that much gas money.
And where would Hawk go?
Man,
Hawk
I don't
where
damn Wawa.
I do like a hoagie at Wawa. I'm not even gonna lie. I would like to do what you do, but only relegated to like food courts.
Oh,
is that something?
Well,
is that
ones.
A thing? Is that a thing?
Food courts,
yeah.
Food halls, huge. The Citadel,
no, no, no.
Miami.
Food courts, though. I like a mall food court. I'm talking Sbarro and Charlie Subs.
Sbarro is like, I don't know what happened. The one at the Galleria went out after 30-something years. That must have been a really painful day for you. But down at the Aventura Mall, there's something opening this weekend. Maybe you're into that. They have their food court, food hall upstairs that, besides having a Shake Shack, which I do like, Guy Fieri is opening one of
That's
his
right.
chicken sandwich franchises. Chicken Guy is coming, supposedly going to be opening in the next week or so, the Aventura Mall.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
up at Treats. Treats there at the Aventura
the
Mall. That's my beat. I'm all about
no
that.
Beat.
That's
you
my
beat. You can't be on a beat without a beat. There's no beat.
I'm on the food court
There's
beat.
There's the beat.
I'm on the food court beat. All right, let me try to do this off the top of my head quickly. Mike Mayo, Sun Sentinel food critic. In Philadelphia, Jim's or Pat's?
Oh, Gino's or Pat's? Neither one. Tony Luke's. And forget the cheesesteak. If you go into Philly, the best sandwich there is the roast pork with provolone and the sharp provolone and the broccoli rabe on top. That's the only sandwich I eat when I'm in
Better
Philly.
Type of pizza, deep dish pizza from Chicago or New York-style pizza?
Right now I'm a big fan of the kind of Detroit style.
You know what? I like that too.
Kind of the thinner. It's a deep dish, but a little bit thinner than the Sicilian pizzas that you get in New York, but I'm a square, thicker guy than the real thin crust. So give me Detroit or a nice Nona pie from one of the pizzerias in Brooklyn or Long Island, the Sicilian square. Yeah.
Whataburger or In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, you know, I was just in California, and I'm really disappointed in how In-N-Out is trending downward. Not what it used to be. I'm going with Whataburger.
Yeah, we had a good Whataburger meal when Crowder and I were in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
I dragged him over there to Whataburger, and it was good. Like,
yes.
He doesn't do food the way that I do. Like, I just
my last Whataburger was in Portland, Oregon. It was excellent.
Yeah, very good burger. All right, so there we go. A positive review of the Hochman Burger. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
That was enjoyable. I'm
hey,
glad.
I noticed. So you're trying to avoid talking about football? Is that what you were?
anything but Dolphins right now. Anything but Dolphins.
That's a smart plan.
If you were going to bet, if you were going to bet Sunday's game, Dolphins are getting 18.5 or 19 points, depending on where you look. Would you bet the Patriots laying the points, or would you take
the
Dolphins?
Forget the point spread. What's the money line? Because believe it or not, I love sometimes just going crazy on a flyer where everybody thinks the game is going to go one way. If I'm getting 20-1 money line on the Dolphins winning outright, I'll throw a C note on that.
It doesn't
call
exist.
Me crazy. I don't think they have a chance. But you never know. Sometimes in horse racing, strange things happen.
That is true.
And any given Sunday, who knows?
That is true.
You know, Brady doesn't have the best games down here, right? Remember?
They're 1-6 in their last 7 visits down here.
Yeah. So depending what the money line is.
There is no money line. The line is so high, there's no money line.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I always want – somebody's got to be given a money line.
Somewhere somebody has it. There's always someone willing to take a wager somewhere. All right. Mike Mayo, follow him on Instagram and read his work in the Sun Sentinel. And thank you for the good review.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And again, it was an honor and privilege to have lunch with Channing Crowder.
Oh, he pulled the rug out from under
me. Feel the
me
same
there.
Way about you, Mike. And leave Hawk
you,
out of it.
See you, Mike. Mike Mayo right, there. Hi. We'll see you, man. Mike Mayo. Again, the Hockman Burger, it's available September only, both Tucker Duke's locations, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. Half-pound burger, Fritos, chili, shredded cheddar, raw onion, and sour cream. It's a banger.
It's delicious. I got a little sleepy on the way to work.
It's a banger. That's when you know you had a good meal.
That's when the meal was good.
It's a banger. All right, let's take a break. It worked out well. Better than the Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's what I'm saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.